Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph at the Mishnah. By the way, as an aside, it bothered me yesterday. Nobody asked it, and I didn't want to bring it up. It says that he can use a shoe of Avodah Zarah. And the reason he can use a shoe of Avodah Zarah is because a shoe of Avodah Zarah doesn't have to be burned, because a guy can be mevatlet. A guy can make it a non-Avodah Zarah. We also spoke out that that's only true if the Jew does not own the Avodah Zarah. Once a Jew is an owner of Avodah Zarah, it can never have bittul. It has to be burned, and at that point, the shoe would not be good for chalitza. So it bothered me as I read the Gemara said that if he uses a sandal of Avodah Chachamim, it's kosher, but it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the guy, because the minute it belongs to him, it can't be used as chalitza. And the answer is, you're right, itaka doesn't belong to him, but with the evidence, it's kosher if the shoe doesn't belong to him. The chatchila, the shoe should belong to him. The chatchila, he shouldn't use Avodah Zarah anyway. Right? It says, it's kosher, because it doesn't have to be burned. But, the chatchila, one should not use a sandal of Avodah Zarah for two reasons. It's Avodah Zarah, and it doesn't belong to him. But the answer to my question is, it's right. The chatchila, we don't use a sandal that doesn't belong to him. And if he's going to use a sandal of Avodah Zarah, besides the fact that it's Avodah Zarah, it also doesn't belong to him. Yeah, we had that. But now meant even his own. The chatchila, he should give it as a present. If you remember the story, Zabai and Rabbi Yisrael. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, Cholze Balayla Chalitzasik Sheira. The woman did a chalitz at night. The chalitz is kosher. It's a machloikas mishainim. Whether that means the chatchila natu, or it means even the chatchila, and the reason it writes to be the Yevon is because it arrested the Mishnah, because it's Rabbi Eliezer Paisel. So Blazer says you can't do chalitz at night. Why? We'll see. So the question is the Tanakhama agreeing that rabbinically you shouldn't do chalitz at night? Or is the Mishnah only wording it that way because since Rabbi Eliezer says it's pasul, so we just say that the Tanakhama says it's kosher? You could have said the Tanakhama says you could do it. So Machlokes Rishayim, some Rishayim say one way, some Rishayim say the other way. I think we do chalitz that day because we
could do it.
What? No, it doesn't. It says chalitzas to kshera. Kshera means with the Evan. The word, if you do it, it's kosher. What? Okay, mutter lachlitz belayla. Right, we made that same deek in the Mishnah.
Yes.
It made the same deek in the last Mishnah when it said, to use a minnow, it's kosher. So we're medayik. So machlokes is rishayim. Some rishayim say that it's a deek, and some rishayim say that since it contrasts it with Rabbi Elazar, who says it's no good, so it says it is good. But Eino Chinami, it's even Lechotchila, it's a Machlokes Rishayim. Cholza, I'm sorry, Bismail, if he used his left foot, I believe. Am I right?
Yes.
Right. Chalitzasa Psula, and Rabbi Elazar Machsha, right? Because he holds it has to be in the right foot. Now, this brings up an interesting shiloh. What does a left-footed person do? Now, just like there are right-handed people and left-handed people, southpaws, right? So what? There's people that their right foot is stronger, and there are people that their left foot is stronger. Usually, we don't care, because people don't do mitzvahs with their feet. They do mitzvahs with their hands, right? A lefty holds his lulav in the left hand. A righty holds his lulav in the right hand. A lefty puts on tefillin on his right hand, a righty puts on tefillin on his left hand. And there's all kinds of different halachas, some where a lefty holds the kashya birkas hamazon with his left hand, a righty holds it with his right hand. Everybody does. There's different halachas for righties and lefties. Sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. How about a person that's a left-footed person? What does he do for chalitza? What?
Doesn't the foot always fall the hand?
Not necessarily, no.
Is there injury or
I don't know, you're a doctor, but for the Gemara, for the Rishayim is a mashma, that's not true. A person can be a left-handed person, but when he kicks his football, he kicks it with his right foot. Again, I'm not going to comment on this, I'm just telling what the Rishayim say.
Okay.
We have a case of that.
So far, we had not have that. No. So there's four sheets of the Rishayim. Some Rishayim say you do chalitza on the left foot. It's always the stronger foot. A righty on his right foot, a lefty on his left foot, like tefillin. Other people say, no, you don't do that. It's a special halacha by tefillin that you put it on your weaker hand. The Torah wants chalitza on the right foot, so that's when you do it, on the right foot. And we learned it out from Gzeira Shava. It's not like we made it up. The Torah has a Gzeira Shava. The Gzeira Shava says right. Right is right. Some Shita say the person can't do chalitza. He's not eligible for chalitza. And this poor woman would not be able to receive chalitza from this man if he's a left-footed person. Because the Torah wrote right foot for a person that's a right foot stronger, not for a person that's a left-footed person. There is no solution for the left-footed person. And then some Rishayim say that he has to chalitza on both feet, which we're not sure. Now here comes, I'm going to use the word, the kicker, the hard part. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, you do chalitza on the both feet. Okay, that's not so terrible. At the same time, I have not figured out how in the world you can do chalitza at the two shoes at the same time without the guy going fucking. I haven't figured it out. Obviously, she's holding both feet and removing both shoes at the same time. He's going to have to be sitting down. There's no way when he's standing to remove both shoes at the same time. That's what the Mechaber paskens. The Beis Shmuel paskens, you do a Mezachar Zeh. And there's a big tumult. If you do a Mezachar Zeh, the problem the Mechaber says is because if you do it with the wrong foot, it might be Chalitza Psula, which means it's okay biblically, but rabbinically it's not okay. But by Chalitza Psula, if you remember way back when in the third Perek, if a woman has a Chalitza Psula, it requires her now to get it from all the brothers. That means if she had the deceased had three brothers and one of them did a Chalitza Psula, she now has received Chalitza from everybody. So if the wrong foot is done and it's Chalitza Psula, then she would have to get Chalitza from everybody.
Why everybody?
Because we learned that when the Zika gets weakened, that we need the chalitza from all the brothers, all the way back at the beginning of the third parent. Some people say, a small paskin, she does it consecutively, and the whole tumma, which one goes first. Halacha l'maisa, I have no idea what to do. In the sefer that I saw it, it said, I am the Minchas Yitzchak who deals with it practically what to do. So I guess this shayla is not a common shayla. If it were, I guess, we have to look up the Minchas Yitzchak to see what to do, because I have no idea. I just thought it was an interesting shayla. What? If it's a left-footed person. How does he kick a football? That's how you determine it. A right-footed person kicks the football with his right foot.
Does she
have to take the straps off at the same time on both? That's, I don't think that's possible. No, but to remove both shoes at the same time, even as his feet together, it's theoretically possible.
Right.
But the guy better be sitting, because if not, he goes flying.
No. Well, who says that you can't have two people holding him up a little bit?
No. Yes, do the whole thing. Nobody can help her. That's the same as sitting. That's leaning. Leaning that you can't stand without being leaned on is like sitting.
You got to press your foot. You got to press your foot down that thing. Why is supposed to be done simultaneously?
Because if it's the wrong one is done first, I'm not saying it's paskin that way, but if the wrong one is done first, it makes it that she now needs chalitza from all the brothers.
There's a brother that's a righty, that's
yes, if there's a brother that's a right-footed person, that's the one that should do chalitza, correct.
Oh, wow, that's a good point.
You
know he's got the
drug on. Correct. Be highly advisable that he didn't be the one to give chalitza. Correct.
But who leads out to those two things? The drug on is...
Again, it's such a big shaylah halacha that I think it would be highly advisable that the right-footed person be the one to do chalitza.
Is the two
Again, but if it's not be able to do, again, I don't know how long it is. I don't know.
Maybe your sleeper has it.
Right.
No, did you have
it? It says Zeus but if I read
it says Zeus the Dominant Foot?
That's what he says.
Yeah, but he has to talk about the left footed person. I don't know how he passed.
They asked him to walk around so they could determine which of his feet are the dominant feet.
Right, that's how they tell, because the way he moves first, that they say. When he walks, you always move with your dominant foot first. What?
If you're in the army, they march with the same foot first.
The dominant foot.
No, if you're in formation in the army, in the service, and when you march, you go with the same. Everybody goes with the same foot.
Oh, meaning even the left-footed person has to go with his right foot. You're right. So I guess we're not in the army. I guess.
Army of Hashem.
Eddie soldier.
What do you mean? It's Army of Hashem.
Okay, I'll let you take your schmooze a little later. No, I agree. We're on the Army of Hashem. I think you should give us a schmooze.
Also, we should all go to Cruz.
To where?
What?
To where?
Talking
about asking ladies.
No, that wasn't me. The person who runs the place.
Don't try to figure this one out. Let us say they're arguing about the following thing. Meaning, why should night be no good? What's wrong with chalitz at night? The ma'aser maksinim rivim l'negoim. Okay. There is a machloikas. There's no machloikas. Benigoyim, the kayan has to see it by day. It's Xeris Akasov, Ubiyoim Heroesvoy, that the kayan has to look at the nega by day. It says by Kehanim, Al PM Yia Koriv Vichol Naga, that the Kehanim handle disputes and the goyim. So even though it's not true that the kayan has to be your dayan, but the Torah puts in the same pasuk handling disputes and handling the goyim. Now, any dispute that's monetary is called a riv. Even though they're not actually fighting, but any monetary question the bezin has to decide is referred to as a riv. And the Torah compares it in the same pasuk. Is the Torah trying to tell me that just like Negoim has to be done by day, also Rivim, the disputes, the Din Torah has to start by day? And if that is true, then Chalitza, which is considered a monetary case, because she gets her Ksuba right after Chalitza, so it entitles her to a Ksuba, would require daytime. And if you say the Torah is not comparing disputes to Negoim, that it has to be done by day, then there's no requirement that Chalitza be done by day. That's how the Gemara wants to understand that Machloikah. That the Gemara, Lema Bohokam Iflagi, the Ma'ar Sabar Makshin on Rivim and Negoim, that the Torah is comparing Riv to Nega, a Ma'ar Sabar, Loi Makshin on Rivim and Negoim. And the other man, the Amar, says, no, we don't compare Rivim to Nega. And for the Gemara line, the Kula Al-Maloy Makshin and Rivim L'Negoim. Everybody agrees that we don't compare Rivim to Negoim. And I can prove it to you. The Imakshinan, if we would compare that all disputes have to be handled by day, I feel like my Dimbalayla Namiloy, then you wouldn't even be able to give your final psak at night. And the Mishnah Sanhedrin says that Dine Mamanis have to start by day and finish by night. It can be finished by night. Now, if the source of starting by day is that we compare it to the Goyim, why beginning and not end? That everything should have to be done by day. How can the Mishnah say you start by day and finish by night? Must be we don't compare Rivim to the Goyim. And the reason you start by day is a different reason, and we'll find out the reason in a moment. And therefore, so why should Chalitza not be done at night? Because the question is how to view Chalitza. Is it considered like a beginning of a din or like the end of a din? In Sanhedrin, the Mishnah tells us, Dinei Mamonis have to start by day but can be finished by night. Now, is Chalitza considered the start or is Chalitza considered the end? Because it's the beginning and the end. There is no deliberation. There is no checking witnesses. There is no questioning. It's a very straightforward thing. You do it and it's over.
No,
it's,
That's
not done at the din. That's not done at the chalitza.
You're doing it right and taking it off correctly. You're doing all that stuff correct.
Again, it's one act. There's no deliberations. There's no time. There's no beginning and end. I don't know if you bring it in at the time of chalitza. No, I don't think so.
But doesn't people have to? You have to say certain words, and then they'll say it correctly.
Again, it's one thing. Okay, let me finish the Gemara. Then we'll argue. Don't think about the whole Gemara. Don't argue with me. My saber chalitza kitchilasin. My saber chalitza kikmardin damya. Chalitza kitchilasin damya. My saber chalitza kikmardin damya. Rashi. Rashi is the third line from the top. Ungoim korid the cholnega. Just like Nigoim is the beginning of the day, Nixiv, Ubiyoim Harazbay, Afrivim Bayim. The Chalitza did who, and Chalitza is considered a monetary case. Why? The Gaivik Subasa, because she collects the Tsuba. Afilugmai Din Nami, Bilai, Banantanan, in the Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us, Dini Mamanis Dana Bayim, Begaim Rabbilayla. Tetchilas Din Damya, the Navikolam is in Hedron Be'er of the Imamunis, the Tchilas Din B'yayim. And Rashi doesn't bring the source. The source is as follows. The Torah says, V'shavtu Asa'am B'chaleis. Pasuk in Parshas Yisrael. In the Torah Avraham, there's a Shnikul Torah over there. The Gadol and Kasha, right? In the Torah Avraham on Chumash. But we're not dealing with that now. It says, V'shavtu Asa'am B'chaleis. They judge the people all the time. All the time seems to say day and night. Another part that says, "V'haya b'yayim hanchiloy asbanov," on the day that he bequeaths his children. And the Gemara wants to know, when people die at night, they don't bequeath their children? So the Gemara says that the din of Yerusha has to be by day. And the Gemara asks that as a contradiction. Why is the din of Yerusha have to be by day and all dini mamonis can be at night? And the Gemara answers, you must start by day, but you can finish at night. That's the source in the Gemara Sanhedrin for the beginning of the day and ending at night. Now, chalitza is not a deliberative thing. It's clear, there's no back and there's no forth and there's no decisions. It's very clear. Do A, B, C, D and you're out. There's no argument. There's no questioning. So therefore, there's a machloikus. How to view chalitza? Tchiladin or saifdin? Yes.
I didn't say that. The Rav uses the wrong hand. What happens to the stock? What is that? Chalitza then?
Again, I think you're missing the point. There are no litigants. There's no back and forth. There's no decision to be made of how everything is clear. Do A, B, C, D, and E, and you're out. There's no back and forth. How are we going to do it? When is it going to be done? How do you split the Yerusha? Who gets which field? There's no question. It's a clear-cut Seder.
The procedure is not a motion. They're not doing that
deliberation. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so bottom line is... What's it again that we're dying for? That it's court-oriented.
Because that's why it works. And the Torah insists that you have three people there in order to make the chalitza work.
So it has to be court-oriented.
It has
to have three people.
The Torah said you need three people.
That's right. That's the court
procedure.
But it's not a deliberative procedure.
It doesn't matter. Court,
yeah. I'm trying to figure out. Like, what is your argument with the Gemara?
No,
I'm saying
you
learn it from the same
puzzle. Yeah. Well, why would it say court then? You need three people, right?
Courts do things that are not deliberative. Hataras Nadarim, is it a mominous? Hataras Nadarim can't be done by night? You need court.
I don't know.
I know. It can be done at night.
Okay.
It's not a monetary deliberation. Now, chalitza has a monetary aspect to it. If not, we wouldn't even have the sugya. Because of ksuba. Because he gets the ksuba after the chalitza. But it's not a monetary case of back and forth. Dr. Gemara writes.
You don't bring a hatmana.
Rabba Bar Chia Ketusva, Rabba for the son of Chia Ketusva, Ovid Ubda, he did a chalitza, meaning he was the Rav, the Paisik, did a chalitza, the Mike, the Yechidi, Belaila. He had one dayan, it was at night, and he used a non-leather foot covering. What? Felt. Use felt. Now, Dr. Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Kama Rav Gubre. What? He must have, he said it in a not nice way. Wow, he must be really big in learning. He must really have a lot of power. Because he did something that the Ovid Kiyichida, he did like in a single opinion, meaning he did like a, not like the regular, he did like a one opinion, like he picked one opinion out of many to do it. Now he did three things. He only had one dayan, he only did, and he did it at night, and he didn't use leather. Frank the Gemara. Yeah, he said it sarcastically. Yes. What a great paisik. Frank the Gemara, my kasha. What's bothering him? Imike, Stamatanya. Is it bothering the fact that he used a felt? We had a brisa that said clearly you can use felt. We had a machloikas. Is it going like Abaye said it's going like a mayor? Right? Both Rabbi and Rava said it's going like a mayor, but he had a brisa that didn't give a name. It was a stam brisa, and it said you can use felt. So what's wrong in relying on a brisa? Why is he doing something questionable? The brisa said like it. He's allowed to rely on a brisa. What's bothering Shmuel? Easter, Eli, la stamatanya. Night, our Mishnah doesn't give a name. Without a name. Doesn't that make that sound like that's the dominant opinion? E be yichidi, ela yichidi kachashalei. What's bothering him is he only had one dayan. Why is that a bother? The chidok tanelah, because that's only one opinion, and the stam says you need three, and he went and picked an opinion of an individual tana, and he did it that way, and that's what bothered Shmuel. Why did he? What's he doing that for? Like, why is he picking the opinion of an individual Tana? The ones that he had a Stam Brisa, he had a... It's not a kasha in him. He's allowed to do like a Stam Brisa. Doesn't have to do every chumra in the book. But to go like an individual opinion connected, the Stam, that bothers you. Like, wow, he must be a big paisik that he can decide like to do like an individual opinion and not take the Stam. So of the three things that he did, one was bothersome to Shmuel.
Find another two people.
Shmuel is saying, I would never do that.
But when it says that his opinion, wherever it is, that the one person's good, right? Mm-hmm. That's called a yachid mumcha. When you say one person's good, that's any one or a person.
Doesn't say. I don't know.
By three, we said it doesn't.
Correct. But that's why he's asking. Answer is, I don't know.
The Gemara. You are wrong.
Don't. Dr. Gemara, where is this Yachin? It's not. It's a Mishnah later on. She used two. They had three, two people there. Oy Mishleitzer, they had three Dayanim there. Benimtza Echemem Karev Apostle. But one of them was not a kosher Dayan because he was a relative, or he was a ganav, or he was puzzle, he was a gambler. The halacha is Chalitza Asa
P'sula. Those are worse than the Jesus. Those are worse than the Jesus.
Yeah, because they're disqualified. Reb Shimon, Reb Yechon, Asad L'Makshirim. And they say, it's fine. Two is fine, and one can be a karev, it doesn't bother us. The other ones are good. U'maisa be'echad shecholetz beina l'beina. There was a story of a person who did it in front of one dayan. Beina l'beina means by one dayan. Bebeis ha'asurim, and this question was asked in jail. The way they explain it, it's not that the story happened in jail, but this question was asked from Rebbe Akiva, who was in jail. Uba maisa l'bnei Rebbe Akiva v'hichshir. And the way the Mefarshim bring a brisa is that somebody needed the answer. The chalitza was done with one dayan. Two edim had been watching, but they were not part of the bezin. They just saw it happen. And the question was, is the chalitza kosher? So one of the tanoim walked by jail and asked a mundane question about, I can look it up what it is. The article probably brings down what the mundane question was. And then he said, and what happens with chalitza with one? And Rebbe Akiva from jail responded, the mundane question, whatever it was, like how's the weather outside or something like that, and then said chalitza one is kosher. They couldn't ask a halacha because the Romans would have killed them. So they asked mundane questions and slipped the halacha in the mundane question, and Rebbe Akiva in his answer answered the mundane question and slipped the halacha in the mundane question. That's what it is. Aren't you going down what the question was? Doesn't? No?
No, Rabbi, Art Scroll seems to indicate that the people were in prison, not Rabbi Akiva.
So he says?
That's how he's translating into English with no commentary about Rabbi Akiva being in jail. It looks like the man and the woman were in jail, according to the way he translates it.
That is very interesting, because I'm going to quote you where I got this from. I didn't make this up. What? Yeah, that's what Harvey's saying, that the chalitza was performed in prison. Well, what I saw was in the Masefta. He says, Taisus and Kufayim and Zayn says, Uba Maisa Lufnei Reb Akiva Bebeis HaAsurim. That's his Girsa. And he asks, doesn't the Braisa say, doesn't the Mishnah say that the Chalitza was in jail? So he says that to take out Uba, the Beis HaAsurim Ba Maisa Lufnei Reb Akiva. So he says, Taisus brings to you Shalmi. Rabbi Yechon Asandler went in front of the prison, and he says, who wants to buy needles, and who wants to buy cymbals? And what happens if the chalitza is done with one person? And Rabbi Akiva answered him, you have needles, you have cymbals, and chalitza is kosher. So the Yerushalmi seems to say it was Rabbi Akiva in prison. You're right. Simple Gemara seems to say it took place in prison. Right? And Taisus is gairus that Rabbi Akiva was in prison. It makes no difference in the story except chat the Gemara. You're right.
The problem is, if it was done in prison, the whole workman problem was that we don't want to speak and learning there. Oh, but the Romans to see the...
Again, if you learn like the Yerushalmi, then it wasn't done in prison.
Right.
And they're the ones, the Yerushalmi's the one that says that the Romans didn't want them speaking and learning. If you don't learn like the Yerushalmi, the story happened in prison, and the Romans allowed it. But there was only one diet.
Yeah, but why then would you bring the needle story?
New Shaman.
I mean, the whole question. Shaman.
Yes.
Basically, he encrypted the whole question. Who wants thing? And then he made it like 1 month then.
Yeah.
He responded to 1 month then.
Right.
It's very interesting. He encrypted the answer in his.
Right.
You have this. What's
needles and symbols. I think it is.
It's the cushion.
I think that's symbols. We don't paskin that one's good enough. So that's why Shmuel was upset at Rabbi Barchia. How dare he do like Yichida? All three are opinions of the individual. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, Ani Reisis Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, Shechalit V'maik, B'yichidi V'layla. But it was an individual opinion. And therefore, Shmuel was bothered. One Tana did it. One Tana did it. And now he's relying on that Tana to do it when everybody else seems to say not to do it. So he was upset about all three. Rashi. V'maik, Avvi She'en Ishalar, it's not made out of leather. Kama Rav Gubre, B'loshin G'nai Yamra, he said it in a non-nice way. In a cynical way. Imoik Samatanya Babraisa Low Bakabakita says a prasthesis Bemoik Basmika Suragayim thing that covers the foot. By the Samatanyina, the Masnisa Khotsukshera. Bihidi Khadotwa Masis not bought myself there, Bikiva the Hikshir. Rago Rago Mutsara, the Siba Boy and Ragla Yamanis. Oh, that's Viter. Fine, don't do my Viter. Bismail Khalitasim Sula. Frankly, my time at the Rabbana.
Somebody Hodgkin's like Yehuda, does the Gemara go crazy about it?
I don't think the Gemara went crazy here either. Smar seems to be rather normal. Where do you see the Gemara going crazy?
Why would you give us that so much?
All Shmuel said is, wow, we would say in Yiddish, he had break the plates. He has broad shoulders that he's willing to assume the responsibility of doing Lichida.
I thought you said it sarcastically.
But he said it sarcastically. Wow, he must have broad shoulders.
Meaning that he's really a mistake.
He shouldn't have done it, correct.
So I'm saying every time a person possibly is Yachid, do we go through that kind of...
I know, I'd have to rely on.
What I'm saying is there's something wrong with... Any time... Someone
possibly
a yachid, it's a mistake.
No, it's not saying that. There are times we paskin like a yachid, but it's the accepted thing to paskin like a yachid. Here it wasn't the accepted thing, and he went and did it. Many, many times in Shas, the Gemara will say, why did this Amira leave the opinion of the Rabbim and do the opinion of the yachid? The Gemara will ask that as a question. The Gemara here didn't say Shmuel said, why did he do it? Shmuel said, wow. Why did Shmuel not say, why did he do it? I don't know. Many, many times in Shas, the Gemara will say, how did he leave the opinion of the majority and do like one? Don't we have a rule you go by majority? That is asked many times in Shas. Not the Gemara. The small chalitzas of Sula. That's what the Rabbanon said. I've had to go by my time in the Rabbanon. Where do you see in the Torah that the left one is no good? Amar Ula Yafina Rego Rego Mimitzaira. We learned it out. Xer Shava from Mitzaira. By Mitzaira it says, you put the blood and the oil on his right big toe. And it writes there twice. It writes it by a rich Mitzaira, who brings animals, and it writes it by a poor Mitzaira who brings birds. And it said, you put the oil and the blood on his right big toe. And there the Torah insists on right. And there's Xer Shava Rego Rego, that tells me just like my Mitzaira, it's the right toe. The Chalitza says Rego means the right foot. Avkadi Ibn, Frekt Ibn Ablazer, Frekt Igamar Loyal of Rego Rego Mitzaira. He doesn't use that Xer Shava. Well, Tanya, I got a problem. The Blazer Eimer, Minayilu Tzia Shiba Eisen HaYamanis. How do I know that when an Eved Ivri who wants to stay longer, an Eved Ivri works for 6 years, but at the end of 6 years he wants to stay on, and we're not going to go through all the details, he has a right to get his ear bored, and he stays till Yaivo. And the boring has to be done on his right ear. How do I know that? Nemar Khan Eisen says by boring Eisen, and Nemar Lahalan Eisen, and by Mitzayre it says, put the blood and the oil on his right ear. Ma'alahalan Yamin, Avkan Yamin. So it's clear that he makes those Gzeirah Shavah. He has the Gzeirah Shavah from Mitzayre to boring. So why doesn't he have the Gzeirah Shavah from Mitzayre to Chalitza? To the same Parsha. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Muchleves Hashita. Change that boring halacha. Rav Lazar does not say you need Ritzia B'min. He doesn't make the Gzeirah Shavah, and it's a mistake to quote it in the name of Rav Lazar. That is the first answer to Gemara. Rav Amar.
Was it right here? By what? By Mitzrayim?
Our Mishnah says that Rav Lazar says Chalitza B'smail is kosher. That means he doesn't make the Gzeirah Shavah from Mitzrayim. But it's in the same parsha. You use the Gzeirah Shavah, so you don't use the Gzeirah Shavah.
So how can
you
not use that? Right. So we're saying, just like we're trying to do regular, we should do Eisen.
He does Eisen.
He does, and that what?
That he learns out that boring has to be done with the right ear.
Oh, so why does he allow the left
foot?
Okay.
So the first answer is that he never said that halacha of the right ear. Change it, not him. Rabba Amad Loilam Loisapos. Oizen Oizen Mufni Rego Rego Loi Mufni. Okay. There's three kinds of Gzeirah Shavah. I think we must have bumped into this throughout our travels through the Masechtas. There's the Gzeirah Shavah that both psukim are empty. There's no drasha, empty word, two extra words, one in one parsha, one in the other parsha. That Gzeirah Shavah is beyond reproach. You cannot question it. It's a Gzeirah Shavah handed down from Sinai. No questions allowed. Then there's the Gzeirah Shavah that both psukim are not empty. It's handed down from Sinai, and we only use it when it makes logical sense. It has the power of Gzeirah Shavah, but only if it's logical. If you have a logical question, you don't use it. That's how it's handed down from Sinai. Those are the rules of Gzeirah Shavah. Now these two words are Gzeirah Shavah, but they're not extra words. And since they're not extra words, only use it when it logically makes sense. It's stronger than a comparison that you make on your own, but it's only subject to logic. And then there's the middle Gzeirah Shavah, where one pasuk is available and one pasuk is not extra. Is that treated like the one with both extra? Or is that treated like the one with none extra? Can you question it or not question it? Rav Lazar's opinion is that for Gzeirah Shavah to be beyond reproach, it has to have both psukim extra. If only one of the two is extra, then you can question the Gzeirah Shavah. So therefore, Eisen is extra by boring. Is an extra word there, Eisen. And Eisen is extra by Mitzayra, because it's repeated twice. So that kind of Gzeirah Shavah can question. By Mitzayra?
No,
by Bashi brings the pasuk. By Sheinke Rego, by Chalitza is not extra. So it's a Gzeirah Shavah that only one of the psukim is extra. Rav Lazar holds, you can question that Gzeirah Shavah. And therefore, he doesn't apply it to say that you need the left foot. How does he question it? Eisen, Eisen, Mufti, both psukim are extra. Regu, regu, loy, mufti. Vichy, loy, mufti, my pirche, ikka. Ikka, lemifrach, ma'ala, mitzayra, shikin, toan, eitzeres, ve'eza, vishni, talos. Mitzayra has many other severities. You need to use cedar wood, you have to use a certain kind of thread, red thread, and you have to use hyssop. Those don't apply to Chalitza, so therefore you can't make the comparison. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Rego, Rego, Mutzaira. Duxiv Abayin, Ragla, Yamanas. V'namer Aharin, Oizen, B'Mutzaira. Oizen, Oizen, Mufta, Mishnei Tzadim. Beim B'Mutzaira, Beim B'Nirtza. Yikrod, the Mutzaira, Ani, Miyusil, Lagamri. The Torah repeated the whole thing. First it says it by Mutzaira, Asher. Then the Torah rewrote it by the Torah Ani. All the Torah would have to say is, do it on the same. No, Torah goes through a hand, an ear, and foot. The whole thing is extra. So the therefore the Gemara uses, Kamina B'mnachas Repair Kama, Yad Yad with Kmitza. The extra Yad Yamin is to tell me that Kmitza by Mincha has to be done with the right hand. Regu Regu with Chalitza, the Chalitza has to be done on the right foot. And Eisen Eisen L'Ritzia, Tzua, Ritzia, to have boring. Mekame Ritzia, Trey Osnik Siv, it says it twice. V'rata Adayna V'Osnay, V'Nasata V'Osnay V'Adelas. Doesn't make a difference. One is extra. The Mitzayra Meyusser. Al Mechalitza Loi. B'Lagel Echad. It's only one. Sabra Blazer. Move the Mitzayra Echad. L'Meidim. Im Ein Tshuva. Yes, you can use it if there's no logical question. Yesh Lo Hashav Mishivin. By the way, this is the source throughout Shas. That this is Rabbi Elazar's Shita. Rashi's going to say that in a minute. V'alcha my pircha ikka. The Gemara says, what's the question? Period. And the Gemara answers. V'alcha navkulam b'chol duchta. Rabbi Elazar, v'alcha mitarechad v'meidim v'meshivim. This is the source, which, by the way, we had on that Ayin of the Beis. Kivega points out to look at Ayin of the Beis. Over there, there was a question of using Xer Shabbat that was only open on one side. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar doesn't use I didn't remember. But that's where it is. Where did the Gemara get Rabbi Elazar says that? Here. This is the source. He didn't make it by Chalitza, and he didn't make it by Ritzia. Okay. Tanda Dami Sinai. We don't make our own Zeri Shabbat. But the Zeri Shabbat comes with rules. Can't hear you. You can't use it when there's a logical question. But for things that logically make sense, you can use it, and I tried to point out the answer. Let me try to explain. Logic cannot teach me, is limited. If I learn something out of logic, I can't give a guy a punishment. I'm limited. Gzeira Shava, I can give a guy a punishment for. So if you have a Gzeira Shava of non-extra words, I can only use it for things that are logical. But once I use it, it gets the power of Zer Shava.
There's more than one pot where you can use it?
Correct.
Wouldn't it be logical to use the right ear because the mezuzah is on the right side of the door?
So nothing to do with mezuzah.
Mezuzah
means a doorpost.
So, but does that mean that
it doesn't mean the mezuzah. It means the doorpost.
Can we use that to say
Now, I hate to do this, but this is where Rabbeinu HaKadosh did. The next Mishnah, like, will pull the rug out of us about Chalitza. Chalitza has three parts. A, the main part seems to be she has to remove the shoe. B, she spits saliva in front of him. Not at him, but in front of him. And three, there's many words that have to be said. She has a parsha to say. He has to respond. There's a whole back and forth dialogue that goes on. Dialogue. What's ma'akev of the three parts? You need all three. What if you had a chalitza done and nobody said the right words? What if you had a chalitza done and she didn't spit? What part of the proceed of these? We're going to call it ceremony? Procedure?
Party.
Ceremony. That's the party. Yeah, I knew that was coming. Right. If it's a ceremony, you have a party afterwards. The Chalitza party. Okay. What part is Ma'akev and what part is not Ma'akev? Preferably, all three should be done. If it wasn't, can she get married if she can't get married? Zok the Mishnah. Chalitza v'rakikah v'loy kara. She did Chalitza, she spit. But she did not say the words. Chalitza sekshera. And the Gemara Mishnah here does not mention a dissenting opinion. In Soita, the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that says all three are Ma'akev. It's very interesting. In Masechta Yevamos, there is no dissenting opinion. The Mishnah says this, according to everybody. She does Chalitza, she reads, and she spits. And she doesn't say the words, she's good to go. And he didn't say the words, it's okay. And nobody, the Mishnah does not bring that this is not universally accepted.
Isn't there also...
In Masechta Sota, the Mishnah there says, Rabbi Yehuda says, she has to read. Everything has to be done.
Didn't we have something also that the people have to say something?
Correct.
Is that right? Is that part of this?
That's for sure not my
argument. For sure not?
No.
Does she have to know what she's saying?
I think so, yeah.
So in what language has to be done in the Lush Kiddush first?
Correct. It has to be done in Lush Kiddush.
The one I saw in the video was done in Iran, which definitely was not a German job. It was very
bad. It's no big deal. First of all, not wearing pairing. I'm surprised. I am very surprised at that line. That sounds like a line from 1825. There are many women that wear pants that are Shabbos.
No, she was repeating. They were saying she was repeating. She didn't know what she was saying.
How do you know?
Maybe they told her first.
Exactly. You're making assumptions.
Yeah. Yeah.
They also didn't have what they served at the party, right? So you didn't have the whole thing there. What?
There was a photographer, but I didn't see the food.
Good.
Schmort.
Cholta! See, and by the way, by the time this is finished, everybody will think that they serve food by Cholta. It's amazing. I mean, keep on repeating it, you know what I mean? After a while, people accept it as fact. Zuck Rashi, Chalitzasik Shera, the Kriya Loi Ma'akva, the Sif Kocha Ye Asaf, Kol Dover Shumaisa Ma'akiv, Kocha Ye Asaf, Isha Shalay Yivnes Beis Ochiv. So we say, anything that has to be done is ma'akev. Kocha means it's ma'akev. The chiksev kocha, the mashmi kuva, a ma'itziksev. What has to be done, action. Ukriya debura ba'avo. Reading is not an action. And therefore the Torah says, you know what's ma'akev? Yayasa. Any act. There's two acts, chalitza and spitting. Everything else is talking. Talking is not ma'akev. Again, there is an opinion in Masechta Sota that says it is ma'akev, it is not brought here. How about Kara Verakika Avaloi Cholza? She said the words, she spit, but she never removed the shoe. Well, we're reading the Mishnah now, right? We just did the first case. Kara Verakika Avaloi Cholza. She read, she spit, but she didn't remove the shoe. Chalitza Sepsula. It's called Chalitza for a reason, right? It's not a good Chalitza. Kara, Chalitza the Kara of Aloy Rekika. What if she did Chalitza and she read, but she didn't spit? Rabbi Lazar Eimer, some say Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Chalitza Sapsula, because, as Dr. Harris just pointed out, it's a Maisa, and the Torah said Kocha Yeyasa. Rabbi Kiva Eimer Chalitza Sapsheira. Rabbi Kiva said, no, it's Kasher. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, Kocha Yeyasa. Kol davishu ma'isa ma'akev. This is a ma'isa. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Misham Raya? That's your Raya? Kocha yasa le'ish. Kol davishu ma'isa be'ish. Anything that's done to the man. Spinning is not done to the man, it's done in front of the man. The only thing that's ma'akev is what is done to the man, which is the act of chalitza.
It's kocha yasa le'ish.
Pasuk.
What do you mean? If she would spit away from the man.
Again, it's not to the man. She doesn't touch the man.
What?
Rashi, Kol davar shemaisa rikika maisahu. Chalitza maisa b'ish. Chalitza she'isha aisa maisa begufa shalish. She touches him. She removes his shoe. Lafuki rikika, the law maisa b'ishu.
But she
has to be detained. Was she spitting
on him? No! In front of him.
But he's not there.
True, but he's not a Maisa Bish. It didn't say it's not in front of him, it's not to his body.